You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good morning and a very warm welcome to a morning walk down the Lal Street. Today is the 25th of July 2019, a Thursday. We have seen five consecutive days of a bearish assault on the Lal Street. All that took place yesterday and all that we can expect over the course of today is what I bring to you on this morning walk down the Lal Street with me, Rakesh Sharma, right here on Money Control.
A morning walk down the Lal Street with Money Control.
Benchmark indices hit a fresh two-month low as markets fell for the fifth consecutive day in a row on Wednesday. The S&P BSE Sensex saw a cut of more than 100 points, while the Nifty 50 closed below its 200-days EMA ahead of F&O expiry today. The broader market underperformed as well. The BSE Small Cap Index and the Mid Cap Index plunged more than 1% each. Experts feel that slowdown concerns have dampened the sentiment and persistent selling by foreign investors has capped the upside along with muted corporate results from India Inc. FIIs have pulled out more than 11,000 crore rupees from the cash segment of Indian equity markets in July. Nearly 500 stocks on the BSE hit a fresh 52-week low, and that list included names like Page Industries, Eicher Motors, Bosch, Force Motors, Care Ratings, IFB Industries, Godrej Consumer, Mahindra & Mahindra, Aurobindo Pharma, among others. The Indian rupee furthered its weakening trend for a third session in a row yesterday on the 24th of July, edging lower by 4 paise to 68.98 against the American dollar as foreign fund outflows and higher crude oil prices weighed on sentiment. On the institutional front, FPIs were net sellers in the Indian markets for 1,393 crore rupees, while the DIIs were net buyers to the tune of 2,140 crore rupees, according to provisional data. As many as 51 companies will declare their results for the June quarter on Thursday today, and that list includes names like Bajaj Finserv, Bajaj Finance, Bank of Baroda, Gruh Finance, IFB Industries, PVR, South Indian Bank, Tata Motors, Tata Steel, and Jubilant Industries. We have some estimates available to us from Motilal Oswal. Bajaj Finance, PAT is likely to grow by 42% year-on-year. Bank of Baroda, PAT is likely to grow by 31% year-on-year, and Tata Motors is likely to report a net loss of 1,183 crore rupees. Quick look at the charts now. Nifty has formed a bearish candle ahead of the F&O expiry. The index has finally broken the 200-day exponential moving average, which is placed at 11,297, and formed a bearish candle on the daily scale ahead of expiry of July derivative contracts. As long as the index trades below 11,297, the possibility of retesting the lows of 11,108 registered on the 14th of May, from where this entire up move unfolded, remains high. This, according to experts. Some relief for bulls can be expected on a close above 11,360. For the time being, it looks prudent on the part of traders to refrain from creating directional bets on the index. Based on all of these observations, we'll be watching out for three levels over the course of today: 11,130, 11,229, 11,359 to 11,400. Maximum call open interest seen at 11,400 and 11,300. Maximum put open interest at 11,300 and 11,200. Some stocks that have been in the news: ICRA has downgraded Basel III compliant Tier 1 and Tier 2 bonds of Yes Bank with a negative outlook. State-run Syndicate Bank on the 24th of July yesterday reported narrowing down of its net loss to 980.46 crore rupees in the quarter ended June due to a fall in provisioning for bad assets. Contract research and manufacturing firm Syngene International yesterday reported a 9% rise in its consolidated net profit to 72 crore rupees for the first quarter ended June 30th. So, Yes Bank, Syndicate Bank and Syngene will be on our radar today. And finally, to make this walk worth your while, we spoke to Bonanza Portfolio, and this is what they have to recommend in terms of some stocks to buy and sell. It's going to be two buy calls and one sell call. JK Cement has a buy call, current market price 971 rupees 95 paise. Target we're looking at is 1040 rupees 1040. Stop loss 933 rupees for an upside of 7%. Naveen Fluorine International has a buy call as well. It ended trade yesterday at 596 rupees 55 paise. Target we're looking at is 644 rupees. Stop loss placed at 570 rupees for an upside of 8%. And finally, Canara Bank has a sell call. Ended trade yesterday at 248 rupees 10 paise. Target we're looking at is 228 rupees. Stop loss 260 rupees for a downside of 8%. So JK Cement and Naveen Fluorine with buy calls and Canara Bank with a sell call. That's all the news you wanted to know before you head into the day's trade today. Of course, the podcast continue on Money Control, including Digging Deeper, as well as stories of the day towards the end of the day, as well as an evening walk down the Lal Street to give you a recap of the events on D Street. Do write into us, mcpodcast@nw18.com. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us, and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
A morning walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.